Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
If your equipment installation, construction, or maintenance project is complex, your choice is simple. C.R. Meyer, a nationwide full-service general contractor, specializes in the most complex projects in the pulp and paper industry. Our millwrights, pipe fitters, iron workers, boiler makers, carpenters, laborers, cement finishers, operators, and a team of knowledgeable technical and professional staff are effective and efficient in any shutdown, planned or unplanned. Take the simple step to getting your next project done safely, on time, and on budget. Contact C.R. Meyer at crmeyer.com. That's crmeyer.com.
This is Nip Impressions for the week of the 5th of October, 2015. The title, Quality Trouble. Over the years, I have seen many attempts to obtain an advantage in markets by selling product based on quality. I've also seen many shenanigans as people try to shortcut quality. One of the worst I have seen in our industry, and this is nearly 30 years old, so don't go around looking for the guilty parties, was an outright fraudulent exercise in making up the data. But can the actual guilty parties be fully blamed? The lab was not maintained with TAPI standards, and those in charge could not get the money to make the necessary repairs. Quality does come at a price. Ironically, at the same time, this company had a big push on to make quality part of everyone's job. Faking quality has a price, too. Outside of our industry, there is a famous case unfolding before our eyes as we speak. It is the case of Volkswagen and allegations that it has programmed the engines in its cars so that they perform differently during emissions tests than they do under normal driving conditions. This development is just in its infancy, but it is large enough and mainstream enough that it will continue to make headlines until it plays out. We will all see what the cost of this quality deception is to Volkswagen.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
Do you have a shutdown coming up? If you're in charge of Rotograte, Riley's, or CE boilers that need to be repaired or inspected, call Seneca Steel Erectors at 1-800-853-8225. With over 20 years of experience, we get the job done, and we get it done quickly. Again, that number is 1-800-853-8225. Seneca Steel Erectors, your boiler repair specialist.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
This reminds me of a situation nearly 100 years old. Tractor manufacturers back in the early days of mechanized power on the farm made all sorts of outlandish claims about the horsepower of their tractors. The state of Nebraska decided to do something about this and came up with a Nebraska tractor test. You can find that at http://tractortestlab.unl.edu. The Nebraska Tractor Test Laboratory was established in 1920 in response to the requirements of the Nebraska Tractor Test Act of 1919, which required all agricultural tractors advertised and sold in Nebraska to be tested. This cleaned up the industry nationwide and made honest reporting the norm. If your tractor model had not been tested in Nebraska, it was not considered worthy of whatever horsepower it claimed. But look at what one company did in recent years. The tractor tests have become very expensive. When Kubota came to the United States, they decided they did not want to pay for this testing. Their way around the issue? Do not sell tractors in Nebraska. This worked very well for them, and they became known for selling a quality product, despite skipping Nebraska. In recent years, I think they have actually tested some models, but not all their models in Nebraska. There is a lot of paper being sold on the internet these days, particularly on sites on LinkedIn. Every few weeks, you'll see a posting where someone did not get what they ordered or sent money and did not receive anything. Why anyone would send any money, and I assume we are talking substantial amounts, to a company purporting to be selling paper of a certain grade, all the while not knowing who the supplier is beyond me. But it happens. So honest quality can bring you business. Dishonest quality can bring you shame. Nothing new here, but what is new is discovering some new ways a person or company has tried to cheat. Buyer beware. Do you have any quality stories for us? Please take our quiz online this week. For safety this week, don't buy inferior quality safety equipment. Do I really need to say this? Be safe, and we will talk next week.
Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2015, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.
Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Fulton Systems is North America's leader in terms of thermocompressor and steam systems installations. Our references in the paper industry includes over 80 years of support, thousands of operating thermocompressors, and hundreds of paper machine rebuilds. Additionally, we provide dryer section performance audits, steam and condensate system design, and consulting services. Give us a call at 770-447-1400 or visit our website at www.fultonsystems.com.
This is NIP Impressions for the week of the 12th of October, 2015. The title, The Most Important Quality, Dimensional. The fit of things, be it a case for your iPhone, you into your jeans, the width of a roll of paper, the piping connection to a fan pump, or an airplane flying halfway around the world and putting its front tire exactly on the stripe down the middle of the runway at the correct elevation, are some of the most important qualities we seek in this world. Yet oftentimes we treat mere dimensions as mundane. After all, dimensions are mere arithmetic, possibly a little algebra, maybe a little trigonometry, but nothing more, correct? There are no sophisticated calculations here. There is no use of fancy physics or chemistry. It is merely dimensions, something anyone can do. Folks, we live in a three-dimensional world, and dimensions are thus everything. Yes, it is great and magical, at least to us old-timers, how the touchscreen works on a smartphone. But the thing you would notice quicker than how it works is how it fits to the rest of the phone. We take these things for granted.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
Did you say Hairmaster?
No, you dimwit. Airmaster.
Caremaster?
No, Airmaster.
Daremaster?
Clean your ears out. I said Airmaster.
Stairmaster?
Oops, don't try that one. It's probably trademarked by someone else. Airmaster.
Ha ha, got you on that one. I said Stairmaster. S-T-A-R-E, Master. Tearmaster?
I'm going to tear you. Airmaster!
Oh, I get it. Airmaster.
Yes, Airmaster.
But what do they do?
Airmaster Aerators, the patented aerator that makes a difference. Over 700 units installed since 1999. Airmaster Aerator. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
Whether you manufacture paper, chemicals, or paper machines, dimensions matter. As we focus this month on quality here at Pop Retailer Publications, I thought it worthwhile that we spend some time on this perceived mundane subject. The problem is not as mundane, but it is often treated as such. I'll give you an example from construction. Way back early in my career, I ran a little company whose main service was detailing steel. Let me explain what this means. A structural engineer designs a steel structure, say a paper machine building. They specify the size of each piece of steel and make general notes as to the type of connections to be used at each mating joint. The next thing that happens is that this is sent out for bids to a steel fabricator and erector. The winning bidder then hires a steel detailing company to make shop drawings and erection drawings so the structure can be built, for the structural design drawings are in no way complete enough for this necessary step. By the way, piping goes through a similar process. Back in the day, this work was all done by hand, and even with computers today, it still has a significant manual component. So 35 years ago, we would successfully bid for the detailing work on a paper machine building. At the time, such a project could be won for about $25,000. The structural design drawings would be received, and they would usually number less than 20 drawings, maybe as few as 10. Our output, however, as detailers, would often exceed 100 drawings. At the time, I estimated that a paper machine building had about 100,000 sets of mating holes that were bolted together. So what do you think would be a good job, quality-wise, on getting these correct? 98% sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Well, do the math. 98% correct means you missed 2,000 bolt holes. From the field in those days, the fabricator erector would backcharge you $50 per missed bolt hole. 98% quality in this case means you were backcharged $100,000 on a $25,000 project. One can't stay in business performing this way. On top of that, no one will ever give you a job again if your reputation with them is this poor. In our shop, we thought 20 missed holes or an accuracy of 99.98% was the goal to reach. We worked hard at getting simple arithmetic right because it mattered. Simple arithmetic thrown 100,000 times to a team of 10 people over just a few weeks is not a simple matter. A bit later, working in a paper mill where the temperature could swing in a 10-degree range and the humidity at the drying of the machine could vary by 30 percentage points in a day, a person from the technical department came to the morning meeting one day and asked if anyone knew where we could buy common tape measures accurate to 1/64th of an inch. We were having trouble meeting a customer's standards for finished roll width. It was quickly pointed out to this person not only the humidity problem, but that our manually set slitters were not accurate within this tolerance as required. I lost track of what happened to that issue, but it's another case of dimensions being important. So if you look around, you'll find dimensions are everything. Don't casually dismiss them when you think about quality. Do you have an experience involving dimensional quality? We would love to hear about it. Please take our quiz online this week. For safety this week, there are countless cautions related to dimensions and safety, from pinch points to vessel entry and beyond. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2015, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.
Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
How's it going, Bill? Or should I say, Stud?
Very funny.
Really, how's the work on that dryer head going?
We've been trying to take out those three bolts for 2 days. I've had crews working on it around the clock, we've broken wrenches, and must have gone through about a gallon of penetrating oil. And we accidentally hit the dryer shell a number of times. Now I'm going to have to get a metallurgical engineer out here to see if we have done any permanent damage.
So, are you doing this the old-fashioned way, just for fun?
Huh? You got any better ideas, Miss Smarty Pants?
Matter of fact, I do. Ever heard of CBG, metal disintegration and stud removal?
CB what?
CBG, metal disintegration and stud removal.
Who's that?
CBG, metal disintegration and stud removal will take care of those studs and not damage anything else. Heck, the U.S. Navy has used them to repair aircraft carrier decks.
How long does it take?
Usually about 2 hours, and the threads in the hole are not damaged.
Well, that's probably nice if you're in the big city, but out here in Hickory Flats, I'll bet they cost a fortune and take forever to get here.
They claim they can be anywhere in the world in 48 hours. And, for shutdowns, they can be here on standby for a reasonable fee. I know they've worked in mines in Chile. And just how much has your effort cost so far? Stud. Around-the-clock cruise for 2 days? Lost production of how much? Maybe a damaged dryer shell?
Yeah, you've got a point. How do I get in touch with CB whatchamacallit?
It's CBG, metal disintegration and stud removal. Call them at 1-757-465-0333 or visit them on the web at cbgmaintenance.com. CBGMAINTENANCE.com. Or again, phone them at 1-757-465-0333.
CBG metal disintegration and stud removal. Now that has a nice ring to it.
This is Nip Impressions for the week of the 19th of October, 2015. The title, The Quality of Your LinkedIn Photograph. If you are reading this, you likely have a LinkedIn page. After all, you are a digitally savvy person, as are most people these days. However, based on my informal survey, I would say about 98% of you are not photographically savvy. Notice I did not say you were not photogenic. That is a completely separate and unrelated topic. Based on what I have seen, we have to start with the basics. Sooner or later, your LinkedIn page will be used to make a hiring decision about you. If your photo and your page looks bad enough, you will never know this decision was made, for your page was used for pre-screening and you will never get the call. By the way, I'm working on a confidential consulting project right now that started with the firm that hired me finding me on LinkedIn. But let's go to those photos. First off, you do not have to have a professionally taken photograph. In fact, the cameras in today's smartphones are just about as good as they get unless you want some sort of special effects, for this photo you do not. Just make sure it's not too fuzzy.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
Well, it's time to start planning our annual recovery boiler outage again.
Yes, it is. Budgets are tighter than ever, even though business is good. And speaking of good business, sales is pressuring us to have as short an outage as possible. They need the production.
Well, getting in a hurry costs money and can lead to safety problems.
I know, and you know we are always under pressure for our safety record, too. It seems like corporate has nothing better to do than to keep pushing us on every front.
I think I have a solution to all of these problems.
What's that?
RMR Mechanical. They've done a great work for us in the past and have a great safety record, too. They almost always beat the schedule.
Sounds like this meeting is over.
RMR Mechanical. The only name you need to know for an economical, quick, and safe boiler outage. Phone 770-205-9646 or visit us on the web at rmrmechanical.com.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
Let's start with the background. LinkedIn is about your work, so you need a work setting as a background. Save the golf, fishing, hunting, football, game attendance, and so forth for your Facebook page. Just be aware, a likely employer is going to check you out there too, including all the photographs of you doing, well, never mind. What will you wear for this photo? The old adage, dress for the job you want, not the one you have, applies here. As I write this, on another screen I am looking at photos of people LinkedIn thinks I want to connect with. First up is a man with a shirt and tie on, but the background is the ocean somewhere. It says he's a recruiter. I find the setting odd. Equally odd is the photo of another recruiter has the background right. It is an office, but he has on his headset, on top of his head, it said a cap. What's with wearing a cap in an office? Two photos down is a woman who is also a recruiter, but her hair looks like she just got out of bed. A few photos away is a full-length shot of a man in a nice suit standing in front of a model of what looks like the Taj Mahal. What am I supposed to get from that? Then we have the picture of the bicyclist who looks dressed for the Tour de France. One person who keeps popping up on these pages whose picture I've never clicked on is a man who is turned with his head over his right shoulder, wearing a cap and looking either startled or angry. The background looks like marshland somewhere. I don't know what he was thinking. Women, you have particular problems with getting these pictures right. Sorry, but that is a burden you must deal with. Please, stop taking a photo dressed as if you're going out dancing or just came in from an all-night tryst. Yes, you're getting attention with these photos, but the wrong kind of attention. I've seen several shots of well-endowed women taken full length in profile. Is that the image you want to convey to in the working world? It may get you a job, but the question is, as what? New graduates, we know you're proud of your recent graduation, but the picture of you in cap and gown sends a wrong message, a message of immaturity. Avoid family photos, too. Your LinkedIn page should be all business. The objective is to look normal, not weird. You don't know what is going to set off someone who might otherwise hire you for a permanent or temporary assignment. Remember, they are trolling pages looking for reasons to reject people until they come to the one that they want. Your photo is the first thing they will see, and many will quickly look at it and quickly reject anything they think is not normal by their standards. Don't let your photo screen out a great opportunity for you. Of course, you may agree or disagree with me. Express your thoughts in our quiz this week, which you may take online. For safety this week, if I've done anything for you in this column, I have brought some of you down from those crazy high-altitude poses. That is enough. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2015, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.
Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
If safety, saving time and money during inspections, repairs, and projects is important to you, it's time to take your project to new heights. Propellerheads Aerial Photography is a veteran-owned company with 12 years of award-winning experience and expertise in the cutting-edge field of drone photography and videography. We provide superior solutions for your mill's needs. Let Propellerheads do your dangerous high work and visual inspections by getting a close-up, bird's-eye view of all those hard-to-reach places. Our service saves your mill money by cutting down on costly downtime and extra man-hours. Call us today at 229-548-0020 or visit our website at www.propheadsphoto.com. That's PropheadsPhoto.com. Propellerheads Aerial Photography, delivering amazing results at a fraction of the time and cost.
This is NIP Impressions for the week of the 26th of October, 2015. Quality, like safety, is a 24/7 job. You probably have heard it said many times, quality is an attitude. This is correct. Quality, safety, and housekeeping all go together. One of my favorite tricks when I interview people for a position working for me is to have a quality discussion with them and then, politely, ask if we may walk out to the parking lot and look at their vehicle. I'll even go look at a rental vehicle should they have happened to fly in for the interview. In my experience, I can tell after a person has driven a rental vehicle as few as 30 miles if they have a housekeeping problem and hence a quality problem. Attentiveness and participation in quality principles cannot be turned on and off at the mill gate. There will be people who will tell you they can do this. My advice is don't believe them. They can't really do this, for quality, safety, and housekeeping simply involve having high standards in all aspects of life. In fact, we can probably throw a couple of more in there, courteousness and fiscal responsibility.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
Oh, sorry about that. You know, my wife told me that if she ever heard a toilet flushing in the background again, she would hang up on me. That's a bad habit I had formed. Checking into a hotel room, calling my wife, and doing other essential tasks. You know, multitasking. Hi, this is Jim Thompson here. One of our advertisers has told us they used to advertise in a certain print magazine because they always found copies of that magazine in paper mill bathrooms. We pointed out to them that if you're advertising with Paparitala Publications, you can be found anywhere. For instance, right on the paper machine floor. Or at the ball game. Or in the backyard on a Saturday afternoon. Or at a wild papermaker's party. Or on your nightstand right before you go to bed. Where can prospects find your advertising? If they have a phone, tablet, or computer, they can find it anywhere as long as you are advertising with Paparitalo Publications. Go with the winner.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
Whether a person is raised with high standards or has an epiphany which changes them into a high standards person, which I believe is possible, I have seen it, high standards follow them throughout all of their days and nights. It is good to be able to tell the ones who are faking it from those who are living it. How do you tell? Watch how they behave both at work and outside of work. Now, unlike some folks, I believe the sales profession is a noble profession. If we don't have sales, we can't spend the invoice printer. But I have to admit, I've seen more faking of quality standards among salespeople than anyone else. Here is how it goes. Enjoy a good meal with a high-powered salesperson. They will be dressed just right for the occasion. You will notice how they carefully select the wine. Maybe they send back the first bottle. They examine their utensils and polish them up with their napkin. They examine the food. When the waiter comes back to see how the food is, they may even have some comments. Go to their home. The lawn, maintained by others for them, will be putting green quality. Their home will have the latest in appliances, the quietest dishwasher, the latest in sound systems, and so on, so forth and so on. At the meal, at their home, they will tell you quality is important to them. They will actually volunteer this. I remember one such character who had moved from his home locale to the town where I lived. He moved into a new home. On one of these, quotes, quiet dishwasher, end quote, strolls around his house, he stopped and showed me the molding around a door. There were a couple of slight hammer dings where they had set the finished nails. They had bumped it with a hammer and left a little indent. He looked at me and said, "See, they just don't build houses here like they do in my hometown." Go to that person's office the next day and work on a joint proposal with them. They will be stuffing in all kinds of weasel words to make sure they can wiggle out of poor work on the part of their employer. They may even tell you too much quality is expensive. This, less than 24 hours after they were showing you microscopic bumps in the door molding in their home. Fake, fake, fake. They are high quality as long as someone else is doing the work. Run from these people. Never hire them. If they work for you, never trust them and start quietly plotting their exit. People who believe in quality produce quality themselves. When it comes to people who do things for them, they will attempt to mentor them and help these others raise their quality attitude to a high standard. Of course, eventually, if their subordinates do not get the message, other plans will need to be made. I hope you have high standards and hence high quality standards. It makes life easier. This way you are not constantly making excuses or redoing things because they are done correctly the first time. Where are you on the quality scale? Please take our quiz online this week and let us know. For safety this week, I already said it above. Safety and quality are 24/7 attributes, no excuses. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2015, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.